Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
You ready? Let's go.
Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna tired to play the game.
Time to play the game.
Now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com.
Thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to Benchwarmers in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are presented, as always, by our friends at Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Brent Bloom, what's going on, my friend?
What's happening?
Hey, just a typical Thursday night here in March, buddy.
Ready
for the big tournament next week.
Skipped an important endeavor to be here tonight. My dad, uncle, and brother are officiating the girls' state tournament right now.
This is
the Bloom officiating.
How many times have they done this?
This is a special. The second of the week.
Didn't I go and, I went and watched your brother with you last year.
A couple years ago, yeah.
So, but when they all get together, that's a very rare deal.
No, they are in the same crew.
Yeah, so I know, but when they all get to do it together. Because, yeah. I mean, I remember last year your dad wasn't in the crew.
Yeah, sometimes they split them up on the boys' side. But this might be the last year for a couple of them, so. Could be the last.
Why didn't you go watch him?
Because I had to do the.
We could have punted.
I'd like being here. That just shows how much I love the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show and Benchwarmers.
Well, you are. We're very glad to have you here.
I'm sure.
We're going to have Matt Abdelmassey join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline in about 10 minutes from now. That's Iowa State's assistant basketball coach. 6:30, we're going to preview the Big 12 women's tournament, as the Iowa State Cyclones will play Oklahoma State
on Saturday
morning, and Billy Finley will join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline at that point in time. Until then, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Again, we're broadcasting from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Rob Gray, senior writer at CycloneFanatic.com, will be stopping by here in just a little bit. And as always, we're presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Bloom, I'll pose this to you. You get to this point in the season, and everybody starts talking seeding in the Big 12 tournament. That becomes the hot topic. Now, I thought with 10 minutes to go in Lawrence, Kansas the other night, that Iowa State had a shot to share the Big 12 title with the Kansas Jayhawks and potentially two other teams. Kansas did what Kansas does. They pulled out a win at home, a game that they should have. You know, that's what makes Kansas great, though, Bloom, is that they win games like that where, you know, Kansas played like a C-minus game. They didn't have Perry Ellis. Cliff Alexander was already out, and they still found a way to win. Now, granted, West Virginia was very short as well with Staten being out and whatnot. But so now we're in this spot where you look towards Iowa State on Saturday. And I'm seeing the most likely scenario, and I go through that bracket generator. I'm seeing the most likely scenario to me, in my mind, a two seed taking on the Texas Longhorns.
Yep.
Am I crazy about not liking that matchup? I don't care that they play the night before. These are college kids. To me, that's completely overplayed. They're not going to be that tired. I don't like facing a desperate and very talented Texas team in the first round.
No, I don't either. And actually, I think, history, you could probably do the stats. I think teams are okay in the second game in 2 days. It's the third and then the fourth. If you have to do that, that's when the legs start to go. But and Texas has some depth, by the way, as well. I don't like the matchup at all for a quarterfinal. It'd be interesting because, I mean, you could theorize this way. If Iowa State wins, you're right, they're going to be a two or a three seed and face either Texas or Oklahoma State. Now, if they lose to TCU, you're in the 4-5 game against probably West Virginia. And then Kansas is the one seed, a depleted Kansas team. And West Virginia's got some injuries.
Yeah.
You don't purposely lose to TCU.
No.
But at this rate, with as good as the Big 12 is, seeds 1 through 5 are roughly the same. They really are. We almost had a 5-way tie in the Big 12. And so it's not the end of the world if Iowa State doesn't win on Saturday. I would prefer them to win for momentum's sake. But the Big 12 tournament's going to be that wild that I don't even know what matchup. I think I'd want to see Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I would
too. If I had my druthers.
Then West Virginia.
I don't want to see Baylor just because their ability to switch everything on Iowa State has caused them problems. The other line of thinking is there's no chance Scott Drew beats Fred Hoiberg three times in 1 year.
And I love Scott Drew, but I would agree with that.
It's just the matchup isn't great. With their size, their ability to rebound, and with their two point guards that can get penetration on Iowa State, it's tough for Iowa State to defend.
If you were to rank the Big 12 teams, give me and don't think anything about what they've done up until now. Think about how the teams are playing right now.
Currently.
Yeah, in danger zone. Texas would not be the seventh seed.
No.
They'd be top four, would they not?
I would put them ahead of West Virginia.
Yeah, I would too. So you go Kansas, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and I would put Texas at number four.
And I would almost in Kansas.
I don't know if Kansas is
they're
one.
They're limping around.
What
is Perry Ellis's health?
Oklahoma one, Iowa State two, Kansas three because they're Kansas and Bill Self, and I would put Texas at four.
I would put Iowa State ahead of Oklahoma.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. I would. I just think
Oklahoma's won though. What 8 of 10
they
or
have,
whatever it is?
Have,
I mean,
that's true.
I feel like Oklahoma's the hotter team if you look at but
1A, 1B.
Now I'm completely blowing up my own criteria here, you know. But I'm just saying, like, take Iowa State out of the equation.
Yes.
Scary teams to play at this point in time. I think Texas is probably
– they're in the top four.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'd almost rather play Kansas in a weird way.
The talent for Texas has never been the question. Now, what happened in the middle of the conference season when they lost their heads?
I forgot about Baylor too in that conversation.
Yeah, but there, Texas just beat Baylor, so
I think the fact that you saw those Texas guys get in a fight the other night might actually help them.
Well,
I feel like they finally are playing with a little passion.
Their problem has always been is the want to, and then also they struggle to make shots. So Felix and Holmes aren't shooting. Taylor's not a shooter.
Iowa State did a great job on Felix the last time, and Holmes
didn't do anything at all. And Iowa State's been able to hang with their size. In Kansas City, Iowa State would clearly have the home court advantage.
Yeah, we saw that in November.
Give me Oklahoma State over Texas because the lack of big posts for Oklahoma State, Iowa State would match up much better, and I just think it's a more conducive style to what Iowa State wants to do.
515-284-5966. Who would you rather play, Cyclone Nation? Join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline.
Do you want to see Baylor? Do you want to beat Baylor?
No.
Kind of want to beat Baylor, but I don't know if I want to see
it. Yeah, but you have this passionate hatred for all things Baylor. We go through this on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast all the time. You old guard Iowa State guys cannot stand the fact that Baylor is good at anything. We talk about it with Jack Whitfer, our guy Jack Whitfer on Cyclone Reaction. You guys hate Baylor.
Have you been to Waco?
I have not, but that's why you should respect Art Briles and Scott Drew so much.
But good things should not reside in Waco other than Dr. Pepper because it was invented in Waco.
What do you What do you think is going to happen? Like if I
don't even know.
I'm giving you $100. You got to bet it. Where is Iowa State at and who are they playing?
I think Kansas is the one seed. Iowa State beats TCU. They're the two seed. Because West Virginia will beat Oklahoma State. So then Oklahoma falls to 3, Baylor's 4, West Virginia 5, and then it's Oklahoma State at 6, Texas at 7, K-State at 8, and then 9 and 10 are TCU.
I actually wouldn't even be shocked. And here I am harping up Texas, but would it shock you if Marcus Foster and Kansas State went in there and won on Saturday? Wouldn't me.
Yeah, it just depends where K-State's at. But Texas, if they lose that game – K-State in the RPI is like 75-80.
Yeah.
That would hurt them.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm confident Texas is in the tournament, but they're right on that edge where they could be from in to being in Dayton, which we know is halfway in.
Yeah.
I don't know if think if they want to play themselves out of Dayton, nobody wants to go to Dayton, then they need to beat K-State Saturday to get out of there. And then if they win another game in the Big 12, then they're fine. Getting in.
It's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to I always look forward to Kansas City, but especially this year. I think it's just going to be a treat.
I think there's 6 teams that can win it.
Yeah?
I do. Maybe not West Virginia right now with their limitations.
And Kansas State can't win it.
No, but I think Texas can.
Texas can.
So maybe 5 teams.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. And
half your conference, though, that has the potential to win
the
Big 12.
Let's go now to the Hy-Vee Hotline and talk with our good friend of the program, Iowa State assistant basketball coach Matt Abdelmassey. Coach, we're looking ahead and projecting the Big 12 tournament. We're talking seeds and all that good stuff. I know that you have another game to play before then, so we'll keep you from making any seeding predictions or anything like that. But I want to go back to Monday and, you know, talk about, you know, Bloom and I have both seen hundreds of games in Hilton Coliseum, but I got to be honest with you, Coach, that to me will go down as one of, if not the most memorable, just due to the, you know, I'm sitting up with my laptop and I'm watching Twitter and the reaction and, you know, the sky is falling, the world is coming to an end, and then all of a sudden you guys are a perennial, you're a Final Four contender again. Well, I saw just a drastic emotional change within about 10 minutes. What an unbelievable comeback. What was it like for you?
Well, how many, we have 8 losses this year?
Yes.
Is that correct? Yeah,
yes.
I feel like the sky has been falling 8 times this year. If we lose, the fan base is just, it's all over, guys. I mean, we might as well pack up the bags and just go home and start the off season, go get a couple new players and start next year. And I'll tell you what, our guys have kind of taken that to heart where, you know, it's when you win, expectations rise. And that speaks to the volume of where our program's at in year 5, that the fans do expect us to win every time we step to floor, as do we. Now, of course, it's very rare that you do win every game. And I thought Monday's game took on a life of its own, where kind of similar to last year, where we would be down and guys would come together and figure out a way to grind out stops, get big rebounds, and, of course, find the hot hand. And it seemed like everything really clicked. After that technical foul with, what, 15 minutes left in the second half, and it was a 5-point swing with the 2 free throws and then George's 3-pointer, feel like everyone just realized, all right, let's just turn it up a notch, including the crowd, who was absolutely ridiculous for I felt like an eternity. And I just said to myself, there's no way we're going to lose this game with the way this crowd's reacting. It was ridiculous.
It was, I've heard it loud in Hilton Coliseum before, but it was like it was weird because usually when the crowd gets as loud as it was, there's a reason, you know. There's a guy at a free throw line, and they're trying to distract him, or they're, you know, this is a big dunk, and then usually everybody sits down. But I mean, these people were on their feet. You guys went, that it was like a 31-4 run at that point.
Yeah.
It's unlike anything I'd ever seen.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. It was the loudest that I've ever heard Hilton Coliseum, and it was the loudest for consecutive minutes that I've ever heard it. And we've had clearly some really big time moments over the past few years at Hilton. But, I mean, that's definitely the one of the greatest moments because everything just came together and the circumstances, too. I mean, we needed to win that game. I hate saying must win, but, you know, we knew that was a must win for us. Just get some momentum going for later in the week for Saturday's game. And, then, of course, going into the Big 12 tournament, feeling really good about ourselves. So the way it ended, it was picture perfect, the best movie director couldn't have directed it any better than what it was.
Matt, the legend of Jamil McKay grows by the game, and obviously statistically great, but then you hear after the game that he was maybe the guy who was a vocal leader in the locker room and during timeouts. Are you starting to see Jamil take on more leadership on his shoulders?
Yeah, no question about it. Jamil's been tremendous. He really needed to wait his time to try and take over that leadership role. With him just being thrown into the lineup December 20th when he was eligible and then really trying to get the cobwebs off of him and get into a rhythm. Finally, everything's really starting to come together. I mean, really, guys, the crazy thing is Jamil probably isn't close to where his potential is. And it's scary, but it's the truth. I mean, he's an extremely special talent that works really hard, and that leadership definitely was evident on Monday, especially at halftime, and in that second half in the comeback where he was very vocal in timeouts.
A lot of fans, Coach, are, you know how it is. A guy doesn't perform well a couple games, and he catches some heat. Bryce DeJohn Jones has been that guy. And I've been saying a lot on my radio show that this is a guy, I feel like if you guys are going to make a deep run into the NCAA tournament, you're much better off having, you know, Bryce being Bryce we saw a month ago compared to the last 2 games. So my question to you is, as a staff, how have you guys attacked getting Bryce, you know, keeping him engaged, hasn't played a ton the last couple games. Because, I mean, I think talking to you guys, you know you're going to need him if you're going to make a run during March Madness. What has been the plan of attack there?
I mean, really, the plan of attack is just getting the kid's confidence back up. I mean, that's really what it is. His mental capacity right now is just swarming with negativity because he's embarrassed by how he's played and how he's handled situations, and he knows that. I mean, the kid really wants to win. He came as a fifth-year player to try and do something special and be a big part of that. And absolutely, he's going to be a big part of that. And you're right, Chris. I mean, if we're going to make a run, we're going to need him to play at a high level because he is the one guy on our team that can create his own shot and get to the basket pretty much whenever he wants. We've seen plenty of times where he's done that consistently, and then there's times where he hasn't. And there's no doubt it's been frustrating, not so much for us, but for him as a basketball player. But it's just getting that rhythm, confidence back. He'll get there. But the one thing is the reason why he's frustrated is because he cares, and that's the most important thing.
Matt, TCU on Saturday, you guys beat them by 18 in Hilton, but that was a two-point game at halftime. What concerns do the Horned Frogs present? They've looks like they've won three in a row at home.
Yeah, no, I mean they've definitely established that they're gonna be a force in the Big 12 this year. We knew that going in. Their talent level increased. You know, the biggest thing to battle is the fact that the environment / surroundings are going to be a lot different than our guys are used to. You are playing in a high school gym, even though it's in Texas. Their high school gyms are pretty much like Division I facilities. It's going to be interesting to deal with. So the shoot around on Saturday is going to be really key for the guys to get used to it. You know, at the end of the day, it's about us. We have to go out and play our game and hopefully carry that second half momentum that we had created against Oklahoma into the TCU game and not look ahead towards Kansas City next week.
I'm curious, too. The TCU plays in that weird gym this year because they're renovating their arena. That has to be considered an advantage for them because, I mean, you guys are – no team in the Big 12 is used to playing in that type of an arena. Do you guys do anything to prepare them for that?
I mean, not really. I mean, unless we wanted to go practice at Ames High School.
Ames High, yeah.
I mean, that's probably the only way you can prepare. But
yeah, I mean, mentally, how do you get them ready for that? Because it is different.
I mean, really, the mentality of where we're at in game 18 of the Big 12 is that, I mean, guys, we know that anyone can beat anybody on any single night. It's happened to us. We've been victims of it. Other teams have been victims of it. So I think our guys understand what's at stake. Of course, when it comes to the seeding part of it, they know what's at stake. Those guys, they read Twitter. They're on it all the time. And they know that what's on the line on Saturday night. So they just wanted to go in, prepare themselves mentally to the point where we're carrying that momentum from the second half against Oklahoma into Fort Worth on Saturday night.
Coach, thanks for your time. As always, we appreciate
it.
Best of luck. Best of luck on Saturday. Travel safely, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Matt Abdelmassey, Iowa State assistant coach, letting him off the Hy-Vee hotline.
Good stuff.
He always brings it.
What he said about Bryce is, I mean, that's why we love Matt. He's candid. He said he's swarming in negativity, and I wonder, I mean, where that comes from. But I'm with you. And Bryce is the hot topic of conversation because really – people like to talk about the
negative
and the negative.
Just like Matt Thomas 3 weeks ago.
And that's what it is. If he makes his like first two shots on Saturday, he could put up 15 points.
I would agree.
And it's that confidence is a crazy thing. I mean, he is in the exact same place Matt Thomas was literally 2 weeks ago today.
Mm-hmm.
And look at Matt now. And it can flip that quickly. Bryce is a streaky player. If he hits a couple down in Fort Worth, I think people are back on board, but Iowa State cannot make the Final Four with seven guys. They need Bryce to be a contributor.
Thanks to Matt Abdelmassey for joining us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee is a proud supporter of Iowa State athletics. Want to give a shout-out, Bloom, to my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center in their 8 metro locations. Anywhere you need to go, Iowa Clinic Men's Center located in Altoona. I go to the one in Ankeny. Doc Nicholson, shout out. That's my guy. He joined us here a couple months ago on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Des Moines, Indianola, Johnston, Urbandale, Waukee, West Des Moines. Same day, next day appointments. It's vasectomy season, Bloom. Now, I know that you can't get one. I'm not going to try and get
one. I guess I could.
I know your wife, Crystal, your beautiful wife. I don't think she would appreciate you getting a vasectomy. You guys haven't even been married a year. But I tell you what, though, I mean, little Cammy's keeping me up at night. I'm considering getting a vasectomy from the Iowa Clinic Medical Center.
At that point, yes.
Tell you what, I need to get me some sleep. But no, it's a perfect time. You do it right before March Madness. Yeah. You get snipped, and the minivans disappear, and you can take a few days off of work. And you can watch hoops. If you were to get a vasectomy at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center right now, Bloom, would you do it Big 12 tournament, like conference tournament week, or would you do NCAA tournament week? Because I think conference tournament week does have some
it's think, underrated.
Yeah.
You almost see
the drama there, like teams on the bubble.
Yes. The basketball may be better Thursday and Friday of the conference tournaments, the actual basketball,
yeah,
than the NCAA tournament. That said, the Cinderella part of the NCAA. That's my favorite.
You don't have
13s
beating fours in conference.
It's hard to get fired up about a Villanova Marquette game.
Yeah. So if you were to get your vasectomy, you would do it before the NCAA tournament.
I would probably get it on Tuesday. It's
No. You got to get the vasectomy on Wednesday at the Iowa Clinic.
But then you can properly prepare for the first four.
Oh, it's easy.
Is it that soon?
Yeah, no, it's simple.
The next day, you can be.
Then you just put a little ice on it. Sometimes you don't even need that. You drink some beer. You watch basketball.
Then I would get it on Wednesday.
Because you don't need to do it on Tuesday, and then they're going to expect you to go back to work on Thursday. My point is, if you get your vasectomy on Wednesday, and then you go on Thursday, you take it off. Or if you want to get real cute, you go on Thursday morning, you get the vasectomy.
Now, that seems like you're pushing it.
No, not if you go to the great doctors at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center.
Okay, it's noted.
That might be the greatest promo in Cyclone Fanatic Radio history. And with that, we're going to take a break. We are here, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by our good friends at Goal Setter Basketball Systems. We're at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Rob Gray, senior grizzled veteran writer of CycloneFanatic.com. He's in the house. We're going to talk to Billy Finley as well right after this on 1460 KXNO.
The weather keeps getting warmer and the deals keep getting hotter. Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Hoops have teamed up for a March offer that's twice as nice as the rest of the country. Now through March 31st, shop online through Cyclone Fanatic and receive a custom Cyclone fan package valued at more than $500. Qualifying hoop purchases will receive an officially licensed Iowa State pole pad, ISU net, backboard decal, and free delivery. Act fast though. This offer is only available at CycloneFanatic.com and only from Made in Iowa, Goal Setter Basketball System, the best in basketball.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Duff Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise. Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Of course, we are always brought to you by our good friends at Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Going to talk with Billy Finley, Iowa State assistant women's basketball coach, coming up here on the Hy-Vee Hotline. Bloom, the old legend that you are great luck.
Yeah.
For the women, that
took a dive this year.
What did you go this year when you were filling in for Rich Fellingham?
1-4.
You went 1-4, and a lot of those games they were probably would have been favored in. And then Fellingham comes back. They beat Baylor.
Yeah.
Beat Oklahoma. It's over. Your run is it's done.
Well, and they play Oklahoma State Saturday.
Yep.
I had both the Oklahoma State games. Lost them both.
Yeah.
They want me as far away from Dallas as possible.
I don't blame them.
And I will stay away from.
It's all over. I mean, you had a good run there for a few years.
It's about a four-year run, yeah.
And they lost, like, once to Baylor, right? That doesn't count because they had Brittany Griner at the time.
Yeah. I'm like Tom Crean. Like, I had a good couple of years, but.
Stick a fork in you.
Going the wrong way.
Put me in on hashtag Team Fellingham.
Yeah,
I'm off the Bloom team here.
The legendary Rich Fellingham, his power knows no bounds.
Billy Finley, welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. You're officially on the Hy-Vee hot seat. We were just talking about Bloom's, you know, Bloom had that streak when he was doing play-by-play for you guys, and he went 1-4 this year. Fellingham comes back, and you beat the two best teams in the Big 12, Oklahoma, and the historic win for your family and for the program on Saturday against Baylor. Bloom's done. That's my big takeaway from this interview, and you haven't even said a word. What do you think about this analysis?
I'm not ready to write Bloom off. You know, everybody has a couple of down games here and there. We've surely had ours, and I'm a big Bloom fan, and I'm willing to give him another chance, but we're going to have to renegotiate his contract. He's getting paid way too much money.
That's fair. That's fair. Now, I had both the Oklahoma State games, so I saw them both. Both very, very competitive. You get to see them again on Saturday. You played them last year in this almost exact same spot. Can you get them this time? Is the third time the charm against the Cowgirls?
You know, Brent, I think so. You know, as you know, this league has been crazy. Obviously, the men's Big 12 conference gets a ton of pub. On the women's side, it's been the exact same, to be honest with you. We finished in a tie for third and a tie for sixth. And I actually, crazy enough, we got in. We're in Dallas, and I was following on Twitter, and somebody retweeted something. There's only one women's basketball team in the Big 12 coming in with a 2-2 TWO game winning streak, and that's Kansas, who's in ninth.
Wow.
And they're
that's insane.
So, you know, I mean, we talked to our girls, too, before we left, and we said, hey, you know, we beat Baylor. We beat Oklahoma. We beat Texas twice. Once when they had NECA, who's a All-American.
Right.
The only other team to do that was Oklahoma. With her, they beat Tennessee. They beat Stanford. The game after, they beat UConn. So, you know, we've done some really good things. On the flip side, we've lost to Kansas twice, who finished ninth, and we lost to Texas Tech once, who finished 10th. So, as everybody knows, we've been up and down this year. We've been a little bit inconsistent. But, you know, I think the one thing is that our girls believe that there's nobody in this league we can't beat. And, obviously, Oklahoma State, we lost to twice. But both of those games were, we got beat on a buzzer beater, basically, at our place. And then at their place, couldn't have played much worse. And it's still a three-point game with 6-7 minutes to go. So it's a winnable game. All of them are winnable, and all of them are losable, as we've said all year long. So that's what's going to make it so much fun here on Saturday is, you know, when you play a 10-team league and you get that bye, quote-unquote, to the quarterfinals, we're playing an NCAA tournament game on Saturday morning at 11 in the morning. You know, us and Okie State are going to both be in the tournament. And that's what you're playing. And every game on Saturday, for the most part, is going to be an NCAA tournament team against a tournament team or a team trying to get their way in. So that's what makes it so much fun. It's the way the men's is in Kansas City, and that's the way it should be this time of year.
Nicky Moody, first team, all Big 12, a tremendous year for your senior. How key has she been here in the last, well, I guess her entire senior year, to carry your team?
She's been very good. I mean, she's had an unbelievable year stats-wise. And, you know, we have a lot of context in the WNBA, and this is the time they start calling. And she's had a great year. Unanimous All-Big 12, I think, was one of five kids. And that's a pretty special group when you're at that level. So she's held her own. There's been plenty of times we needed a little bit more help for her. And, plain example was at Kansas. Did she get 25, goes 10 for 21 from the field? Missed a couple I know she'd want back, but still, can't ask for much more than that. But we got to get her some help. And, you know, that's been our backbone when we haven't scored enough points is finding some help for her, because for the most part, she showed up game in and game out. And we expected the same thing. Probably her worst game of the year might have been at Oklahoma State, where she went 6 for 26. You know, I don't think I would take any of those 26 shots back. You were there, so.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, it's just one of those deals when the ball ends up in her hands a lot of the time, because we're limited in that skill set right now with the injuries that we've had and everything like that. So, but she's done her part, absolutely. You know, Bryn was honorable mention. We need her to be good right now. Be the way that she's been, be the way that the coaches obviously voted her. And Shauna Johnson was an honorable mention player who, you know, we're asking to put a little bit of a chip on her shoulder. She led the Big 12 in rebounding, you know,
right.
So they leave that kid out of the top 15. But,
yep.
You know, put a little bit of a chip on her shoulder. Her two worst games of the year were against Oklahoma State. So she's got to play much better on Saturday for us to win.
Hey, Billy, your dad picked up his 600th victory on Saturday against Baylor. 600 wins is important and fun and great, but doing it against Baylor, I would assume, had to be extra special for not only your family but for the entire program. What was that like? Not when we saw you guys on the court, but maybe if you went to Wallabies after the game or something like that. Tell me about the family conversation, because I can only assume it was special.
Well, as you know now with the little one, you don't really go out too late, especially when you have a senior night and you don't get out of Hilton until 10 or 10:30. So we ended up at my house, true story, in my basement with about 20 of our closest friends, family and friends, and it was a special night. You know, it was one of those that you don't talk about too much. He's obviously not a numbers person at all. I honestly don't believe that he knew that that's what was going on until somebody had asked him about the day or two before the game. And, you know, much going on with Nicky's record and us just fighting our way into the NCAA tournament, trying to fight our way into the NCAA tournament, somebody mentioned something to him. And, you know, I said before the game, after we absolutely blew one at West Virginia, we should have been playing Texas Tech at home for that 600th game.
But that's, like I said, that's the way our season's been, and we lost that one to beat Texas Tech. And I said, you know what, if this season goes the way it's been all year, we'll beat Baylor and then lose to Kansas. That's exactly what we did. So, you know, again, it's no laughing matter. It was an unbelievable night. 600 wins is incredible. I told him afterwards, I said, you know what? I said, this means two things. A, you're really damn good at what you do, and B, you've been doing it way too damn long. And he agreed with at least one of those, and you all know which one that is. It's extremely humble, but it's unbelievable. You know, and I said this, you know, you and I have talked about this before, too. It's obviously, when you work for your dad, it's a whole other thing, and there's many people out there working for their dads, and there's nothing better than that. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But it's one thing to be working for your dad in a profession that everybody knows how good they are at it. You know, it could be anybody. If you're working for a coach that has 600 wins, it's a special place, and to have that be your dad on top of it is something that I wouldn't trade for anything. So it was a really fun night.
Talking with Iowa State women's basketball assistant coach Billy Fenley. And, Coach, I know you're a little bit like Joe Lenardi on the women's side with your bracketology. I know you
with
follow it closely.
Hair.
A lot better here. I know you follow it closely. You said a couple times that you're in the NCAA tournament. How confident are you? And if so, where are you thinking as far as seed is concerned for you guys to make? It's kind of amazing, your ninth straight NCAA tournament.
Yeah, you know, Brent, I mean, this is where, you know, people think my dad and I are a lot alike. We're really not. This is because, I'll be honest with you, we're in the tournament, period. I'm very confident about that. And, you know, now the reason for that is we benefit from a very weak bubble, incredibly weak bubble on the women's side this year. And that's just, I don't really know why that happened, why that played out. Seeding-wise, you know, what people don't understand about the women's tournament is, obviously now they've gone back to the first four seeds post in every region, which is probably the way it should be. You know, you got to try to get some fans, even though the problem is that some of those top four seeds, they're not going to draw regardless, which is bad, but that's the way it is. Now, Louisville throws a wrinkle into this because Louisville is going to be a top 16 team. They can't host. So, looking at this, and if I was Joe Lenardi on the women's side, if I was Charlie Cream, who I'm not, thank God, but if, you know, if I had this opportunity to go on TV and talk about things, I would say, okay, Louisville's probably a three seed. What the women's NCAA staff has done is they're not going to change everything. So the number one five seed is not going to get that host seat. They're going to seed it all the way through, and they're going to slot that home site in somewhere where it fits. So let's say Louisville's a three. Whoever's the six has a chance to host. Whoever's the 11 or the 14. One of those three is going to host. So a lot of the rumor is Princeton's going to host. Princeton women are going to go 29-30-0. They're just going to. Are they a top four seed? Probably not. So you throw them a bone, you make a mistake, you play Louisville, whatever. I think right now, if the season ended, we're probably at 10. You know, we could bump to an 11. We could bump down to a 9. Ideally, you want to stay out of that 8-9. Again, you're talking about playing to go to the Sweet 16, so you're talking about playing a 1 or a 2. How big of a difference is it? And women's basketball is probably a bigger difference than it is in men's basketball if you're staying away from Kentucky.
Right.
So right now, I'd say the season ends, we're at 10. I think we make the championship. We got a chance to be a 7 or an 8. I think we could be as low as an 11, but I feel pretty good about making our ninth straight, which last year 13 teams had been to 8 straight. That includes Georgia, who's probably out, Vanderbilt, who's definitely out, Marist, who's probably out. We're looking at 9 or 10 women's teams in the country that will make their ninth straight tournament. You're talking the UConn, Notre Dame, Tennessee of the world. So it's going to be a pretty special group.
Well, that was an in-depth breakdown right
I
there.
Told
you weren't kidding
like
about
that,
the Lenardi thing.
If the whole coaching thing doesn't work out, I mean, I think he could get into at least like stock market trading or something.
I have a feeling the coaching thing's going to work
out. I think it will, too.
Coach, thanks,
buddy.
You
always got to have a backup, fellas.
This is true. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. You guys enjoy.
Good
best
luck
of luck down
there.
Billy Finley on the Hy-Vee hotline. helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of Iowa State Athletics. Again, shout out to our title sponsor, Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Apparently, Bloom, the Fanatics really responded to the big Goal Setter deal.
It was a heck of a deal.
Yeah, where you could get the Cyclone, the custom package. I'm told that we've got a new package coming. So just stay tuned for that. Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the best in basketball. Absolutely no question about that. So stay tuned. I will keep you all informed. But we've got more action coming from Goal Setter. Got to take a quick break. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Stop on by. I have a Paul Rhodes pizza on 1460 KXNO. Hey, Fanatics, it's Chris Williams here on behalf of our newest sponsor at CycloneFanatic.com, Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Goal Setter Basketball Systems are made right here in Iowa, and we want to share a special offer with you. Available only at CycloneFanatic.com, you can get a sweet Iowa State custom package. Buy a Goal Setter All-Star in-ground system, and you get a free, officially licensed Cyclone pole pad, a backboard edge pad, and a backboard decal. Oh, there's free delivery, too. That special package is worth more than $500. So you know what to do, but show them what the Cyclone Fanatic fan base does. Find all the other offer details, and you can buy online exclusively at CycloneFanatic.com. Bring on spring with Cyclone Fanatic and Goal Setter Basketball Systems, the best in basketball.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com on behalf of our good friends at Wilson Toyota of Ames. Now, I own two Toyotas. My co-host on the Cyclone Fanatic Thursday Night Radio Show, Brent Bloom, also owns two Toyotas. And there's a reason. We love these vehicles. So do yourself a favor, Fanatic. If you're in need of a new or even a used vehicle, go see my friend Tron Smith at Wilson Toyota of Ames. It's located up at 2212 South Dove Avenue. Tron, Danny, Denny, the entire crew at Wilson Toyota of Ames will take care of you. That is a promise.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days. Okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What's up, Fanatics? If you're looking to kick off 2015 with a new you, start with revamping the place you spend the most time. That's your home. Whether it's new flooring for the living room, maybe an updated refrigerator to hold those healthy or not so healthy snacks you've been eating. Maybe it's that dream TV where you catch all of your Cyclone action. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive is the place to be. That's where you'll find the best brands at a guaranteed lowest price. Not even Amazon has Nebraska Furniture Mart beat on the prices. It's your one-stop shop to give your home the makeover you've been dreaming of. So see the incredible selection I'm talking about at Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street in Clive.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
This
is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented as always by Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Finishing up a cheese ball.
Can't beat a good cheese ball.
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. I apologize for that. You know, if you eat too many cheese balls, though, you may end up at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine.
That's true.
You know, because if you're trying to be an athlete and you're putting on the pounds, you could get hurt. Doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, high school, pro, college athlete. You're going to get hurt every once in a while, and that's why you need to know about these 9 board-certified physicians and 12 outreach clinics at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, where we can get you the personalized care that you deserve. 515-440-2676 or visit them online at dsmcapitalortho.com. Bloom, quickly, short segment here, and then we got to take our final break. But 12 years ago today is the passing of Pete Taylor. We had Eric Haft on the Sports Fanatics.
It's a great interview.
About two hours ago from now on 1460 KXNO. I didn't ever get to meet Pete. He was your idol.
But I never met him.
You never got to meet
him? Never got to meet him.
I think you've told this before. Yeah. I mean, is that surprises me. I figured you would have met him along the way somewhere.
Well, and that was, so he passed, was that March of 2003. And I went to Iowa State in the fall of 2003. My whole plan all along was once I got to campus, I was going to reach out to Pete and then see if I could help him with something. You know, when you're a freshman, you're just trying to catch on somewhere. But I was absolutely crushed when that happened because, I mean, he was, besides my dad, the most important reason why I was an Iowa State fan. Like, he was 1A, 1B. Growing up an Iowa State fan, they were never on TV. And so the only way to follow along, and they were terrible, but you felt a connection to Iowa State because of Pete, because his emotions, you were just as emotional as he was. The only way to listen was to follow along through him and Eric. And to be able to develop a friendship with Eric now is fantastic, because that guy was on the same level as well as Pete. But it was, at the time, it was just devastating. He was only 57 years old, and he was beloved. It was, I mean, I think he's in the conversation with Johnny Orr as one of the most important figures in Iowa State athletics. He's that big of a deal. And I will never forget March 5th because of Pete Taylor.
Yeah, and, you know, you can hear it in your voice. And, you know, Eric, when he was on with us, I mean, it's just this guy who you literally never hear a bad thing about.
It doesn't matter. And I got to tip my cap to John Walters. And Eric mentioned it, but John was Pete was John's mentor. They worked together at Channel 8. And so I'll go on the road now when we go to football games with John and Eric, and just listening to their stories, like, you feel like you knew Pete. Like, he's everybody's best friend. He was that type. He was emotionally invested. His passion was there. But just a fabulous guy off the court as well. And everybody loved him. I mean, like you said, you do not hear a negative thing about him. And everybody who met the guy is a lot like Johnny Orr, where you felt like he was your buddy. And the stories you hear, he kept the Iowa State Athletic Department together during that rough stretch, because he had to deal with some of the Larry Eustace stuff before the Larry stuff broke. He was kind of keeping that together. He was
a lot of egos.
He was essentially the go-between Larry and Bruce Vandervelde at the time.
So
that could have combusted a lot sooner if not for Pete Taylor. I mean, he had a huge role. Everyone knows the play-by-play stuff and the radio stuff, but he was also an integral part of Iowa State's vision as an athletic department.
I don't think a lot of people understand the whole Vandeveld-Eustace deal. I mean, because it wasn't public knowledge.
No.
This is all behind-the-scenes stuff.
Larry didn't get along with many people, but he loved Pete.
Yeah.
Like, him and Pete.
That was like his inner circle
was
guy. Pete.
Like, I mean, Larry didn't trust anybody at Iowa State, really, except for a couple people, and Pete was one of those guys. So Pete was kind of the ambassador to Bruce Vandeveld that kept things together for a while.
The one thing I've always wanted to know, and clearly we'll never find out, but, like, what would Pete Taylor think about what Fred's doing?
Oh, well, and
you know what I mean?
And every once in a while, like, and I listened to the run on Monday night when Iowa State goes on that 22-0 run, you hear a little bit of Pete and John.
Like, yeah, really and year by year, it's more and more that way.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, John is the same way. Incredible guy, great radio guy, great at play by play. But it's that passion that connects people, and Iowa State's been so lucky. From Pete to John, they've had 45 years of amazing, amazing ambassadors that make Iowa State fans feel connected. And John's right up there. You know, when you talk about most important people that have risen Iowa State to where it is now, that has grown Iowa State, I mean, those guys are important, and those radio guys are important.
Very well said. Let's end it right there, the Pete Taylor conversation. Again, he's been on everybody's mind.
I encourage everybody, if you can find it, if you're a subscriber to Cyclones TV or you have MediaCom, they've been running these specials all day. If you could just listen a little bit of Pete, because I think there's a lot of young guys. I mean, it's 12 years ago.
No, I know.
Who never heard him, and you don't understand how great he was until you listen to him for stretches. He was unbelievable.
That's why I feel it's important that every year on March 5th or, you know, whenever we do a podcast or something, because there are a lot of guys who are just a shade younger than us who don't know who this guy is.
Right. If he was,
they've heard of him, but they don't understand it.
I mean, I tweeted about it this morning. I had about 15 people say, if it wasn't for him, I'm not an Iowa State fan. I mean, he was that level of importance at the time, and especially in the 80s and 90s, where Iowa State was not a brand name, but he helped make them a brand name.
Take our final break. When we come back, we'll preview Iowa State at TCU coming up on Saturday. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Goal Setter Basketball Systems here on 1460 KXNO.
I get it. I get it. Spring feels like it's forever away, and it's easy to put things off until the 70-degree days and sunshiny warmth are here. But if you find yourself wanting to sell or buy a home this spring or summer, you should be planning right now. Hi, I'm Mark Charter, a real estate agent with RE/MAX. Some people think all realtors are the same, that they're just an essential part of the equation in selling or buying a home. Not true. That's why I bought a moving truck that my clients can use free of charge. It's why I offer professional designing advice, pre-listing house cleaning, short 3-month listing contracts, and most recently, unveiled 3 different listing options. You get the choice of paying commissions of 5, 6, or 7% when you list your home with me. If you need more reasons, check out all of my past client reviews on Trulia.com and my own website, MarkCharter.com. As the most recommended realtor in the metro, you'll like what you read, and you'll love working with me. Prime selling and buying season is quickly approaching. Check out MarkCharter.com today.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
There's really only one steak place that has the best steak. The most tender, most flavorful, mouth-watering steak. A place that makes the choice to serve you the best choice. Because we believe there really is no other choice. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Premium, hand-selected, 100% natural beef. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve. Because our choice is your best choice.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460. KXNO.
Thanks, Coach. Welcome back to the Psycho and Fanatic Radio Show here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented as always by our good friends at Goal Setter Basketball Systems. Shout out to my guy Glenn Waterhouse Insurance down there, State Farm Insurance in Johnston, former Cyclone Glenn Waterhouse. The you know, you make an addition to your family like the Williams family recently did. You need to be covered.
Yeah.
I double up, Bloom, on my life insurance because I figure, you know, if I croak.
What is that? No, I'm not a personal question, but kind of is. What does that cost you a month?
It just depends on what policy you want. Okay. See, I went with the return on the premium policy. So in 30 years, what that means is I went with it's a $250,000 policy. So what am I? So it goes on your health, by the way. So my wife got what's called super preferred. So hers is much cheaper than mine. I'm like standard.
How healthy you are.
Yeah. And so it just depends, like, on how much it's going to cost you. But everything we put towards it, in 30 years, we get back. If we don't die. So if we die, we get $250,000 apiece. But
I hear you.
If we live for the 30-year policy, we get a check for, like, 50 grand.
But is that, like, 100 bucks a month, a couple hundred bucks a month?
The two of us, I think we're spending like 140 a month.
Okay. That was my question.
It's basically, the way I look at it, it's like another savings account for
you. Well, that, if you look at it.
But
that
if you die, your family gets $250,000.
And that's like winning the lottery. No,
yeah.
It's not like winning the lottery.
I think it's a no-brainer.
All right. And if you need that, you can go to Glenn Waterhouse.
Glenn Waterhouse Insurance, State Farm, down there in Johnston, former Cyclone, Glenn Waterhouse.
Our promos today have been outstanding.
This is why people want to advertise with us, though.
They cannot blame.
I mean, not to pat ourselves on the back,
we
but it's
great.
It's pure brilliance
this
what we do here.
Phenomenal.
Andrew Downs, I know, is in there. Andrew, can you take a second to join us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show? The promos that Bloom, like the Vasectomy Iowa Clinic Men's Center promo earlier, and then this Glenn Waterhouse Insurance one. I mean, these are pretty cutting edge promos, wouldn't you say? You're the real radio pro here.
Yeah, I've essentially marked the tape so that I could go back and actually run those as commercials for these businesses. That's how good they are.
Yeah,
I don't blame him. I'm surprised Andrew responded and he's not getting life insurance right now.
Yeah,
that promo.
I'm surprised Andrew is not scheduling a vasectomy with the Iowa Clinic Men's Center as we speak.
I'm getting life insurance with Glenn Waterhouse, scheduling my vasectomy, and talking on the right. I'm a multitasker.
He's getting his vasectomy in the studio.
Yeah,
the Iowa Clinic Men's Center will come to you. It's a delivery vasectomy. TCU. Any problems, Bloom?
Speaking of,
guess the line. Let's guess the line.
Guess the line.
Six. Clones?
Yeah.
Six. You're too high.
5.5.
4.5.
Okay.
4.
6.
4.
I'll take 6. You got 4. We'll see who's right.
Did they win?
Yes.
I kind of feel like they will, too. I kind of feel like they're, you know, I kind of feel like Bryce DeJean Jones might have a game.
I'll go with you. I'll go double figures for BDJ.
Really? Double figures?
Yep.
I could see it. You know, and I've been, the fans get so vile when a guy's down. And like we talked about earlier, they go to the negative thing. But I'm telling you, man, this guy can play. He was the National Player of the Week at one point this year. You don't want to just kick that guy when he's down. You need to try and pick him back up.
And 8 guys cannot average or cannot score 10 points each in a game.
No.
Like, that's impossible.
Just like last year, ragging on Matt Thomas. Like, not everybody can average double figures.
And when you've got George and Monte and Jameel, as good as those three have been, they're going to take the shots that BDJ and Matt were taking earlier.
Yeah.
It's hard. You can look at Bryce's points, go, he hasn't scored the last 2 games. He's only taken 7 shots.
Yep.
And his minutes have been not what they were.
Played 8 minutes on Monday.
If he plays more, he'll get more opportunities. He just has to take advantage. It's up to him now to take advantage of the early opportunities that he gets. And if he does that, he can have a 10-15 point game.
I just saw a tweet. And this is totally off topic.
That's not new for you?
No, this is – we're going to have to talk about this. The new television revenue in college athletics projected for 2017-18. So, you know, the Big 12.
Okay, this is Rovell tweet.
Yeah. The SEC per school, $36 million. The Big, which is the Big 10, I still don't understand that. I don't get it for the life of me. Nobody can explain it to me. But $33 million. Down to the Pac-12 at $23 million. Big 12's not even on the list.
They're in between.
Is that inaccurate?
I just,
are you calling out Rovell?
No, I'm just saying he didn't include the Big 12 on there. I don't think that's saying the Big 12 is not third. I thought the Big 12 was like 26, 27.
I thought it was like 21.
Well,
we'll find out. We'll be accurate.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. We're on Monday next week, by the way. 6-7.
Oh,
Bloom.
That's right, Big 12.
Big 12 tournament. So long, everybody.